Last night, the Alaska State Legislature failed to meet their 90-day deadline after the House and Senate couldn't reach an agreement on a major education bill. Lawmakers stayed on the floor until 4 a.m. trying to wrap up their work, but it was not enough. Now they're back at the Capitol for a 91st day of session, trying to hammer out a deal. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is there with them right now. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
Has any progress been made on the education bill?
The Senate just finished their debate on the education bill. The bill before them was introduced by the governor, and it's a major priority for him. It's a pretty sprawling piece of legislation, and it includes provisions that make it easier to establish charter schools. It gets rid of the high school exit exam, all sorts of things. But the big hang-up is the education funding question. The governor started the session with an $85 increase to the base student allocation in it, with future increases promised. That's the amount of money a school gets for each student, and every $100 increase is worth about $25 million. The House more than doubled that number, with an education package worth about $250 million over 3 years. The Senate went even higher, but they offered that money as one-time funding. That's where things blew up. Many education advocates have been screaming for that money to be put into the base student allocation because it gives schools a lot more security. If the money is a one-time thing, there's no guarantee that school districts won't have to come back and ask for it again to help make up their budget gaps and avoid teacher layoffs. But the debate on the education bill was really a pro forma thing. Democrats offered amendments to the bill, but none were adopted. The real fight will really happen when the bill gets sent back to the House, because it could trigger a pretty unusual negotiating process called a free conference committee.
Well, Alexandra, help us understand what that is.
Last night, as everyone was kind of slap happy, it was clear that the Senate and House just did not see eye to eye on education funding. I heard one legislator describe it as a committee with superpowers. The House will send a few of their people, the Senate will send theirs, and then they hammer out their differences in a way that should work for both bodies. In a normal conference committee, you pick and you choose the bits that each side likes. In free conference, you have the power to completely add new stuff and to dramatically change the bill. It's something that's really only used when there's a major impasse. But because the committee has the power to add entirely new language to the bill, there's a risk for things to get pretty messy.
Are there any other hang-ups beyond funding for this education package?
There are a few. The House doesn't like that the Senate took out language that lengthens the probationary period for urban teachers before they can get tenure. They also don't like that the Senate version requires municipalities to take on a bigger burden in education funding. That could result in increased property taxes in some communities, which really doesn't play well in an election year.
So, Alexandra, how long can the session go at this point?
Even though voters put a 90-day limit on the legislative session a few years back, the legislature can meet up to 121 days without running afoul of the Constitution. Obviously, people want to get out as quickly as possible, but since they've already blown the deadline, they may as well try to get things done as best they can and finish their work on other bills that were at risk of dying.
How much work is left unfinished aside from education?
Well, the other two priority bills passed this weekend. The governor asked the legislature to put a few billion dollars toward the pension system and to pass a bill that allows a massive natural gas pipeline to be built when the session first started. They did that. That's done. That's off their plate. But there are still dozens of lawmakers' personal bills they got close to passing, but then were held up either as leverage in negotiations or were just caught up in the logjam as things fell apart this past week. Those cover everything from a popular crime reform bill to one that would allow the DMV to offer license plates with bears on them.
All right. Well, thanks for keeping us updated, Alexandra.
My pleasure, Lori.
That was APRN's Capitol correspondent, Alexandra Gutierrez.